He shot a nasty look sideways at Harry, whose untidy hair had always been a source of great annoyance to Uncle Vernon. Compared to the man on the television, however, whose gaunt face was surrounded by a matted, elbow-length tangle, Harry felt very well-groomed indeed. The newsreader had reappeared. "The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will announce today..."
"Hang on!"
barked Uncle Vernon, staring furiously at the newsreader.
"You didn't tell us where that maniac's escaped from. What use is that? Lunatic could be coming up the street right now."
Aunt Petunia, who was bony and horse-faced, whipped around and peered intently out of the kitchen window. Harry knew Aunt Petunia would simply love to be the one to call the hotline number. She was the nosiest woman in the world, and spent most of her life spying on her boring, law-abiding neighbours.
"When will they learn,"
said Uncle Vernon, pounding the table with his large purple fist,
"that hanging's the only way to deal with these people?"
"Very true," said
Aunt Petunia, who was still squinting into next door's runner beans. Uncle Vernon drained his teacup, glanced at his watch, and added,
"I'd better be off in a minute, Petunia. Marge's train gets in at 10."